pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You 609ers, you know what to do, even on Mondays. It's 609, you move it, move it, move it.
Hit that guy on that. Move it, move it, move, move, move.
Take your stinking paws, huh? Damn dirty ape.
Man, I don't know what I do with this. Tell me what to do. No, I don't know what to do.
Put luggage in my hand. And I want to high over Albuquerque.
Na, 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 na. Good morning, America.
Good morning. Oh, wow. All the cardi flying over to the Golden State.
Who's that on the phone? I'll get it.
What's that mulch in his pocket?
Probably the radio.
So, Randy, it's the Buzz McKee.
Sure did. He was running around there, shaking hands, doing what he does, just being Randy Rainwater. Always good to see him. By the way, happy anniversary to him and Carrie. Just in case I missed it.
Working on a team on stage.
Look at it.
It's stupid. It is totally stupid.
Why?
Human, 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 human.
Hey, baby! We're going to be here all day! We're going to be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party! I like this kind of party, baby!
Let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles.
Oh, my goodness.
No, no, no.
to that.
Good morning, everybody. It is 6:11 on this Monday, May 11th. Glad you're with us. I hope you had a great weekend. Hope all you moms had a wonderful weekend. Hope everything was perfect. Nice weather day. It rained a little bit, but it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you need a little rain to have a nap, those kind of things.
Hello.
Roger, we had a great time over at Buzz Bashir.
Sure did. Great time seeing everybody.
A lot of people, a lot of folks.
All of our staff out there. It's always good when you see some of the folks that you never see.
Yeah.
Except on a few occasions like that. Yep. So great turnout.
It's a full-time event for everybody on the staff. And Christian, did we see each other? Were you there?
I did not see you. I saw Roger.
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't see you. So I might have got out there before you got there. I got there early.
I didn't get there until afternoon. So.
Yeah, you were there Friday.
Yeah, I did. I was there Friday. Usually, it's always a goal, Christian, to talk to every team, and I usually do. Huh. This time it took 5 hours to get from when I started at 8:30 to about the. Yeah, because you got a lot of people in between. You're stopping and shaking hands.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, but it was good. We'll mention the winners for that a little bit later and the top finishers. But we do appreciate Double B sponsoring that and all the sponsors, Oakland and Gravely.
Gravely, Bud Light, the golf carts. Oh, forgive me for that. Jezzy Campers.
Jezzy
Campers. Is that right?
Yeah.
And Arkansas Power Sports and golf carts, maybe?
Not sure.
Sounds close. I know. I think all those letters are in it.
Got a busy show today. Chris Kane will be stopping by, brought to you by Trader Bills, of course. And Pat Bradley, we don't know. We sometimes wonder if we get Pat or not on Mondays. We don't know. It's supposed to be around 7 o'clock. We don't know if we're going to get him or not. Going to talk with Neil Arisman, who is the head of Little Rock Trojan Wrestling. They got a big golf tournament today, fundraiser for them. We'll talk to him briefly. Bill Vickery, Arkansas Chevy Dealers.
Different. The wrestling team is having a golf tournament to support them.
Everybody uses golf.
Absolutely. Okay, cool.
So also really cool today, in addition to having Bill Vickery, brought to you by Arkansas Chevy Dealers, Ella McDowell, our all-SEC third baseman. I don't know if you saw that, Roger. All-SEC, which I'm not surprised. She'll join us at 8:05. You know, the Razorbacks are seated. Number 5 overall. That's pretty darn salty. I was going to get Christian at some point. I think we're up on the big screen now to check out and see what's the highest we've been seeded before? I think this is we've had three super regional, Rogers. Every year we've done this where we've sponsored.
What is it 5 or 6 years straight having a post?
I think it's not. I think 9 years straight of postseason, and I think every year we've done it. They have had 5 years in a row since we've been doing a player sponsoring a player. They've been going home. So,
but it's 5 or 6 years that they've hosted.
That's right. But you know, sometimes they hadn't even gotten out of their own regional.
I know. 3 times. I know. There's been weekends where. They were not in, and other teams were playing in Vogel.
That's the worst. Regional. But they've also, they've lost three super regionals. Maybe this is the year.
Come on.
They play Friday at 4:30. We'll talk about that. We'll have Graffiti at 8:30, brought to you by Fence Brokers. Cameron Kozel, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas, the shortstop for the Razorbacks. I think he had a grand slam on Saturday.
To the Grand Salami.
Yeah, they killed them, Oklahoma, Saturday. And then they come back. You know, they've won
the
series.
Same thing happened.
I know. It's like, man, do we have to play that third game? I'm going to ask him. Do we have to play the third game?
When you win both games, if you're the home team, can you just call it?
Yeah. That's what I said. What's the use? Because all it usually happens, you don't care this much. You've got the series.
Right.
Other team walks away feeling better.
Right.
Because we
right.
scored 50. They had five home runs, Oklahoma did yesterday.
So we did it in the 8th on Saturday, and they did it on the 7th.
That's right. Also want to congratulate Maddie Hatcher and Spencer Pruitt. They were married Saturday night. That's our good friend Greg and Lee Hatcher's daughter.
Good luck.
Listen, I've never been to a wedding, Christian, where they give away Stetson hats. Give away Stetson hats, and they put your initials on them. You go up there, what size you have.
Fancy.
Some of the folks involved in that North West Circus. One of them was a guy over in I mentioned law enforcement over in AJ a Tart, I believe, over in Hot Springs. But walk away with Greg got out there and danced with his cowboy hat on with his daughter.
That. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Did you do that with Meredith? Did
I
you
dance,
do that? Yeah.
Give away Stetson.
What was the song?
Oh, it was Butterfly Kisses.
Okay.
That was about it. Right
after
there.
Bedtime prayers.
Pardon me.
After bedtime prayers.
That's right.
The several things to talk about in addition to NBA and all the other things. We found out, one of the teams that our point guard who may be going, fourth or fifth, what team he may be going to, Roger. Did you see where the
I did Indy? Not. I did not.
Yeah, we'll talk
about it. Talk to me. You going to tease me?
Yeah, it's a tease.
I don't even want to read about it then. I'm going to wait.
By the way, too, speaking of big numbers, I did go ahead and say that Little Rock, Arkansas Little Rock baseball, beat Tennessee Martin yesterday, 16-14. I mean, that's basically a football score, 16-14. That was the final score. Anyway, we'll visit some of those other scores as well. But yeah, we'll mention some of the possible teams there in the draft coming up here. Okay. And I guess when is it, Christian? How long is it before we hit the draft?
It'll be towards the end of June, like June 23rd, somewhere around there. I don't have the exact date.
But why don't you?
The other sort of big news from a local standpoint, Feltner's Whataburger closed on Sunday night. I think it was Saturday night or Sunday night. Maybe Saturday night. I saw a story on it last night. Yeah. Shut the doors. Said it was the last one. You and I have a lifetime. A lifetime pass.
We did.
Yeah. It doesn't do any good anymore.
I don't guess it does.
And so, they were very nice to give those to us, and I didn't take advantage of it enough. Maybe that's a problem.
Nor did I. Well, we didn't spend enough money. I don't know. I don't know what the reason
Either
is.
Way, yeah.
From what I understand, Mr. Bob passed away.
Yeah.
I mean,
that
just
was the dad.
I don't know. I'm just reading what was on social. So yeah. I'm like you. I just read it on.
I think when we
Sunday,
met, we met the Suns, I believe. One.
Maybe
the Suns.
Maybe. Yeah. So I don't know. But what an institution for that area up there.
Christian, I don't know if you know much about Whataburger.
I had been once or twice.
You know what their big deal was? You remember what it was? You do. Don't say it.
Okay.
Do you have any idea? It was heaven for Baz. They just loaded you up with French fries.
Yeah, who stole from them?
David.
Five Guys.
Is that right?
Does David do that too?
Yeah.
Yeah, Five Guys nationally started doing that where they just pour in. I mean, you get more, and you're right, Roger. Yep. Whataburger was. And what's funny, Christian, you know, where I came from in Panama City, I thought, that's the Whataburger chain. No, no, no.
I did too.
Not the same Whataburger.
Nope.
Was that one?
I mean, did they take that from the national chain?
I don't know.
Which came first?
Well, listen, 58 was the Feltner's Whataburger. Christian, you might look up the beginning of the Whataburger chain nationally.
Because RJ always talked about Whataburger because he came from Texas, and that was a Texas.
Because Roger, we had that Whataburger chain in Panama City when I was growing up.
Is that right?
So when I got up here, I thought, okay, same way. No, not so fast, my friend.
Close.
WHATTA dash Burger, and it sat right there on that curve.
Yep.
Right next to the campus.
Yep.
So it was set up beautifully. I heard there was a flood issue in that area that maybe the property, I said, well, that piece of property must be worth a ton. And so I said, well, they have some flooding issues, and I don't know if that's it or not. So I don't know why. Maybe the family just said, hey, we've had enough.
I've been there for all those years.
I know.
I think flooding's
I know. You would think. That's right. Of course, you remember they would close during non-school years. Yeah, they would shut it down for.
What do you
like,
mean non-school years?
Like, I mean non-school time.
Is that right?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, so somebody who was an expert on that. As a matter of fact, if of course the Feltner folks may not want to talk to anybody. I know that Channel 11 tried to talk to him. They said we're busy, sir. The line was out the door. You want to get the last one? And how many have you ever been to any place where it's the last time where you're there? And I think I did one of those. One of mine was Cinema 150. Whatever, I think they showed Star Wars, and I went and watched the last ever movie shown in the Cinema 150.
I can't recall. Nothing that just stands out because I can't recall. I do like your other question, though, and maybe, Christian, that'll be a part of it.
What do you miss?
What food, what restaurant?
What restaurant do you
first
miss?
One
this
came
gone.
To my mind was Denton's.
Oh, yeah, that's
Denton's
a good one. Yeah,
because of what Buckley, Robert Denton is still around
one.
And all that,
yeah.
was what whatever he did to those hush puppies was amazing. But I miss Denton's because it was also family, and you got to know everybody, just like I'm sure everybody up there in Russellville and surrounding area got to know the Feltners.
Well, there's not a ton of them, and we've done this kind of show before where we will get on this rabbit hole, but since the situation happened with Feltner's and that's going away, I was going to say, send us in the restaurant that you miss the most. I've got three or four, and I'm not going to send. I'm just going to give people a chance to put them in because I already saw on Facebook today a couple like, oh, yeah, forgot about that one. Very good. A ton of any of it. So that was sort of a sad deal. But also, Roger, today is National, speaking of, Eat What You Want Day.
I wrote it down.
Yeah, what is
here's what I miss. And, here's another restaurant I miss throwing in. I don't know if there's ever any more Pizza Inns. I know. Here's the deal. You want me to make you mad? I like Pizza Inn and Pepsi.
Is it closed?
I don't know. I haven't seen
a Pizza
I know Pizza Hut. I know Pizza Inn was the first place.
I
was
closed.
A Pizza Inn guy over Pizza Hut back in the Hot Spring days.
So you missed that.
If I could eat anything I wanted, it would be a pizza and donuts.
What about you, Christian? What is it? Is your resume so young you haven't missed anything yet, really?
Yeah, not really. I mean, I love pizza. I'll eat pizza any time of the day, anytime. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's so young, Roger, that there's not even a restaurant that he can miss yet.
No, I can't really think of one I missed that restaurant.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah, someone says here, and this is one of mine, I was at the last night at Cajun's. You know, that was a unique, because that was a restaurant and bar. It was a massive place. A lot of kisses on that deck over the years. Make up your own.
He said deck.
What?
Yes.
He said thank you very much. See, you know what? I am rubbing off on Utes.
Whataburger, the chain, opened in 1950, so
yeah. Wow, so pretty darn close.
Yeah.
Pretty darn close.
8 years before Whataburger. Yeah.
Does it say where it opened?
Corpus Christi.
Okay, so it was a Texas place. So I wonder if the Feltners, that's what... But you know what? Hey, I don't know if they had a lawyer...
It's not a different...
I don't know if they have a lawyer that told them that. What is the one in Coming to America?
McDowell. 100%.
Also,
100%.
Speaking of... I don't know what made me think of this. Started watching American Gangster last night. Wow! And went through about 30, 45 minutes of it. And then it was midnight. I said, I got to check out.
So, fun fact. American Gangster is fantastic. And the guy that I want to say, if you can look it up for me, Christian, the guy that Denzel took over for, the actor.
Yeah, that's a real guy. That's a real dude. That was
a real dude.
Frank Bumpy. Bumpy.
It's Bumpy Lawrence Johnson. Fishburne from Hoodlum, isn't it?
Well, yeah, Bumpy Johnson.
That's yes. So what I'm saying is that in the Hoodlum with Lawrence Fishburne, Lawrence Fishburne plays him.
Gotcha.
All right, plays that guy. And I want to say the guy that played... the bad guy in Hoodlum also played Bumpy in the Denzel movie. Just see if that's the same actor.
He looks like an older.
You need to watch Hoodlum.
Yeah,
because it shows a connection between him, Lucky Luciano, and all those.
Yeah, guys. Again, it's based on a true story, and the war story about Vietnam. We have a Vietnam this day in history today about Hamburger Hill, and I didn't know that American troops were getting hooked on heroin to that degree, to where it turned into
a drug trade.
Did not know about that, and of course Russell Crowe's in it too.
He's so good. Also, over the weekend, and I'll be playing a little bit of Jackson music today because I watched the Michael movie yesterday.
What'd you think?
I went and watched it. I've seen the story. I know the story. There might have been just a few little nuances.
Wow, so it didn't really blow you away?
It did not blow me away.
I guess
it's going to be another one.
Why don't you go to the theater? It would be different.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe not.
Oh, you didn't see it in theater? Is it out on streaming already?
No. Roger does that with the...
Jailbroke.
Okay. No. Not true. I'm just saying, I don't know if it'll make any difference for you or somebody else that watches it on TV. I don't know. I saw the story before. I liked the music. Dude did a great job.
Was it like reading a Wikipedia article?
No. I saw it with the original Jackson 5 movie. I saw all these things that were in there. It gave a little bit. Now, who knows what's going to happen because it continues. It did the Back to the Future thing. You know, the thing continues. So we'll see what happens. What it did do for me was let me remember how huge that dude was.
Someone says Michael movie was good in theaters, but it plays more like a tribute than a biopic.
Agree.
They're starting to come in now. I've forgotten about some of these. For example, is there still one? Is this Shorty Small still around somewhere? Is it completely
There's
gone?
There's one in Baby, isn't there?
I think there is.
Yeah.
I think it is. But you know what? That was about Rodney Parham. That was a big one.
Yeah,
Rodney Parham. And then the first one that closed down was out there off of McCain, North Little Rock.
I know. I think the one in Rodney Parham was first.
I didn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
I said the first one that shut down to me of the two that were here.
Yeah, and then I see Juanita's. Remember Juanita's?
Of course, they tried
to reopen that one down on. Anyway, so we'll take those two out the show today. There's plenty of them. A lot of good memories. Always sort of sad when you see that happen, Roger, because that's sort of part of your childhood. All you folks in Russellville, you grew up with that, and you take it for granted that it's always there. And, Roger, I think the last time we went by there, we were coming back from somewhere, and that's when whoever was there said, hey, do you still have yours? Could you find it?
No, I think it's in my wallet.
Let's see. We'll take a break and give Roger a chance to look through there. Look at all the different free things Roger gets in us.
I don't have a bunch of free things, you punk.
So from what I've been told, Shorty Small started out in BB, however, many, many years ago, since they moved back to...
I don't know why I have a pharmacy one, though. I have no idea.
Oh, Bonanza. Crap, I forgot.
Bonanza.
Is there no more Bonanza? You got it. Look at that.
Look at
that. Let's see what it says. Lifetime membership the Feltner's Whataburger. Cardholders entitled to free food. Yeah. That is Randy.
That was very kind of
them. Thank you, Randy and Missy Ellis. How about that? Very nice.
I'll keep that just just because of that.
Yeah,
and, I will put it in its proper, respectful place. Yeah.
Is that a bull? Is that the
like a bull
mascot?
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I see a Casa Bonita. Yeah, which I'm trying to think. The Casa Bonita, Roger, is that the one that was out there in the by Cinema 150?
Is that the one that had the flag?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know I think I ate there once or twice. Did one of them have punch over the other one?
I think that's what it was.
Is that pretty synonymous with Mexican restaurants at the time?
Got a busy show coming up, Pat. Glad you're with us. Blessed to be here. Don't go away. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. Oh, there's another Western Sizzlin'. Love me. Listen, Western Sizzlin' down in Panama City, too. That's where you see you get my first steak. $1.99.
It was a flank. Yeah, whatever call you.
Yeah, you didn't ask for what flank, what medium.
It was steak. And listen, that's when
Plastic trays.
You wanted to have that a steak sauce on them. We used to have one or two in Hot Springs. I used to go there with a preacher and eat lunch every once in a while.
Roger, then also, too, if you knew that whatever took over there when it closed, you knew it used to be a Western Sizzler because it was built.
Absolutely.
All right, glad you're with us. I got a busy show. Don't go away.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Cloudy sky in the morning, some sunshine this afternoon. Here in Little Rock, we'll have a high of 77 degrees. Tonight, clear and cool, down to 52. Maybe some patchy fog overnight and early tomorrow. And then Tuesday, it will be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 80. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps. Brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday. Justin gives you his Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. Brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today and get your landscape updated to a whole new level. And be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
SportsCenter.
Arkansas baseball took 2 out of 3 against Oklahoma over the weekend, winning 12-2 in a 7-inning run rule on Friday, winning 12-8 on Saturday, before losing 15-10 on Sunday. After that game, Coach Dave Van Horn talked a little about the pitching struggles.
You know, you look at Gibbler, you know, he was in a 2-1 count all the time. And that was after throwing a breaking ball here and a breaking ball there, so they knew what they were getting. Probably a fastball, and they got it and they hammered it. You know, that you got to pitch the other way. You'd be ahead 1-2, maybe 2-2, but 2-1, 3-1, can't live there.
Arkansas will finish up their regular season on the road at Kentucky. That 3-game series will start on Thursday. And Arkansas softball earned the 5th overall seed in the NCAA softball tournament. They'll host South Florida, Washington, and Fordham in the Fayetteville Regional. Arkansas will be playing Fordham in Game 1 on Friday. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer, so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Injured? Let's talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater, Holt, and Sexton.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Spring is here, but if you're still feeling exhausted with no energy and no sex drive, it may be time to head to Low T Center, y'all. Look, one in four men have low testosterone. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and see if you qualify for TRT customized to your body by expert providers. Choose self-payer insurance. It's your choice. You can even have your treatment shipped to your door. Low T Center's got the highest quality testosterone, and their providers tailor it to you, so you know it's effective. Put the spring in your step. Head to LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com, and book your TRT appointment today.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Just saw our guys that couldn't finish off their hitters. If they fooled them or threw a fastball, it's just off the plate for a ball. You know, not getting backwards Ks, you know, off-speed pitch, couldn't land it ahead in the count. You know, you look at Gibbler, you know, he was in a 2-1 count all the time. And that was after throwing a breaking ball here and a breaking ball there. So they knew what they were getting, probably a fastball, and they got it and they hammered it. You know, that you got to pitch the other way. You need to be ahead 1-2, maybe 2-2, but 2-1, 3-1, can't live there.
So Dave Van Horn. Yeah, so let's just stop playing the third game. When you win the first two, the third one is just, it's irrelevant. Nobody cares. The only one that cares is the team that has lost the first two.
And that opposing team is on the front page of our paper.
Yeah, you're ready. You win the first two. Let's move on. It's a waste of time. And then you don't go up play well. Then you walk away going, wow, I've got a sour taste in our mouth. Look who's in the studio. Chris Kane, everybody.
Good morning.
ACK, how are you?
You can hear the frustration in his voice.
Yeah.
Because he knows it's like a disappointed dad who's like, I know we're better than this. Obviously, we just won the first two games.
Yeah. Didn't we do the same thing last week with somebody else? Who was it? That we won the first two and then got hammered in the third game.
Hammered.
Oklahoma had five home runs yesterday, four on Saturday. They had hit nine in two games the whole year. Anyway, Razorbacks do take care of business. They will play Kentucky. Now, Roger and Chris, they are saying that if Arkansas wins the Kentucky series, might be back host in the host regional. You know, not maybe a super regional, but hey.
Outside looking in for the last month.
Yeah.
Potentially, though. And Kentucky, you know, listening to Phil and Bubba talk this past weekend, bubble team right now.
Bubble! Yeah.
So they're going to be playing for, you know, just a shot at being in it. So they're going to be going all out, obviously their last home series of the year. But yeah, I thought it's just disappointing to see, and it was just a run fest yesterday.
I know.
It was just left and right, and you could hear Coach kind of talk about, you just, unfortunately, the easy things, the things you know that should be coming, you're not following through right now.
We're talking about the ladies. They earned their 15th NCAA tournament bid. Nine have come under Dyfel, who's in their 11th season. So of the 11 seasons she's been coaching, nine have gone to the NCAA tournament. 0-3 all-time in super regionals. I'd be interested, Roger, to see, we can get Christian look it up, how many of those nine were regionals? Because I didn't say that, right? Yeah, I didn't say. It just said nine NCAA bursts under Dyfel. How many of those nines have been regional? I bet you the majority of them have. As long as we've been doing this, I think they've only missed one, and that was before.
Have gone to super regionals, you mean?
Well, no, not even hosted a regional.
Have hosted a regional.
Hosted a regional. Been a top eight seed. Top eight seed. I think this is the fourth time.
Out of the nine.
Yeah.
So they've done every, Roger, I think they've done it every year since we've had since we go back to Mary Half.
They have hosted an NCAA regional six times.
Six, top eight, four.
Yeah. So six of the nine they've hosted at home. And Roger, we have, since we've been doing the show, that's five of them. And they, of the 5 years, I think the three super regional that they've lost, I think maybe since we've been doing that, Roger, since we've been doing the enhanced coverage of softball.
The only coverage. In terms of sports radio show, you guys.
By the way, hadn't mentioned they play at 4:30 on Friday. So, Roger, we've got the Deserving Dozen tomorrow. That's the Malvern School District. That's Tuesday.
at Corky's. Friday, we're at it's the Benton Deserving Dozen, and that's at Corky's. And I don't think I was going to think maybe trying to get up there and see the game, but we can't do it because if we get through with the Deserving Dozen at 1, the game's at 4:30. So, but they'll play. they will play on Saturday. So, Chris, we were talking about we'll get your obviously your sponsor Trader Bills in just a minute, but. And I didn't finish, by the way, too, Roger. National Eat What You Want Day. Today is also Hostess Cupcake Day. Fitting that you eat what you want. And we had somebody who was a, it was somebody here, where was it at, that said, I'm a hostess, hostess buddy, who we see at the convenience stores all the time. He sent us a message. And so we're talking about,
retired,
and I think so. In honor of Feltner's Whataburger, we're talking about the good old days of stores, restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is there one as a kid that you growing up, you remember?
Well, it's still around.
So, yeah,
unfortunately.
You haven't had any. It's good for you.
Yeah, yeah. But it's because it's a staple. It's Buffalo Grill. I remember going there as a kid. I remember the Big Buffalo Head, where they still have.
Oh, yes. I remember that. Yeah.
So that's one where. For sure, I remember growing up as a kid going there and still now getting to take my kids is pretty cool.
I got one. When you get older, then somebody goes, man, I don't remember Buffalo Grill. Something's going to happen for that.
Yeah.
I remember down in Hot Springs, there used to be a Minuteman.
Yeah. Yeah,
remember?
Yeah. Well, I've heard about it.
Is that a franchise? I don't know.
Was it Death in Little Rock?
You had one here as well. I don't remember. Yeah. I remember Minuteman, and I think that was a precursor to Sonic, and I think it was in that same area that Sonic is on Central Avenue.
The rumor had been that they were going to try to bring one of those back downtown. So we've had these. This is another one, Sirloin's Inn. Remember that North Little Rock?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That was a rocking place.
You said Western Sizzlin'. Did you say Bonanza?
Well, by the way, I mentioned it shortly. But Western Sizzlin', there are other Western Sizzlin' still around. There are. There's one in Clinton.
There's one up on 65.
One in Arkadelphia.
Well, Trim Man's telling me there's a Pizza Inn in Batesville. Well, I'm not traveling that, so there might be.
There might be some of those. Yeah.
But maybe it's called Pizza Inn. I don't know.
The other purple one is like Coy's.
Yeah.
You had a Coy's in Little Rock.
Yeah,
you had a Coy's in Hot Springs. Hot Springs was the original.
But if they're still here, we're asking, and if it helps you have some good memories, absolutely bring in what you want to bring in. But if they're gone now.
And how about this? Go ahead, Christian.
I was going to say on Facebook, we've had mentioned Brown's Country Store.
Well, that's what's good. There's two Browns, right? There's the Browns.
There is?
Well, I think there's Browns that's out there, Saline County, right, Roger? The big two-story place?
Yeah. That used to be, at least.
COVID shut that down.
And then it's not Browns, it's Brownings.
Browning.
Now it's Heights Taco. But
that was
a staple. You're right.
Yeah. Tommy would always talk about they would put up the
plate of goo.
They would put up the scores. Yes.
And somebody mentioned Farrell's in McCain Mall as well.
I don't know if I remember.
Was that
a buffet?
Don't know.
What was the buffets?
Tell us what Farrell's is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. You guys remember Spaghetti Warehouse for a little while down where the Clinton Library is?
A little bit.
It was the train station down there.
Right.
That was actually pretty good. Listen, I love Spaghetti Warehouse. I don't think
that was cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of spaghetti.
I always hear my dad and his friends talk about Buster's downtown.
I remember Buster's.
Well, isn't Buster's where the Clinton and what was the big arcade place out in the...
Dave and Buster's?
It came out of
right. That was the train station.
Yeah,
that was Slick Willie's.
Slick Willie's
was down that way.
Shakey's Pizza is another one again. I don't know. But anyway, that's what we'll do throughout the show. Today. Gauchos, Juanitas, as we mentioned already, a few of those. And
there are still Mexico Chiquitos, yes?
There's the drive-through.
Yeah, I don't know if there's original Mexico Chiquito.
Is that a spinoff? The drive-through?
That is part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. What was the saying for that one?
Dip your chip here.
That's what Pat Bradley would do. But I think there was a song for that one too, wasn't there?
Mexico Chiquito.
You would know.
I don't
if anyone
know.
Would.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't remember.
Was it White Castle that used to be in Pine Bluff that had the greasy burgers?
That place. Well, there's a chain now. White Castle.
I think it's not White Castle.
Snow White in Pine Bluff. Yeah, they had the best cheeseburger in town.
That's what it is.
The greasy sack. The greasy sack.
Oh,
Luby's. Thank you.
Oh, Luby's.
Well, then you get Frankie's, of course.
Wow.
You want to talk about? Yeah, that would be mine. That's gone.
Luby's
growing up. No, no.
Frankie's
growing
been
up
the longest.
Frankie's.
Yeah, Frankie's started in the 20s.
I remember going to Frankie's as a kid distinctly. I remember the smells. I remember the lines. I remember everything. That's
and Thank you, David Munson. What was Way Out Willie's? I don't remember that. What was Way Out Willie's?
What was that?
I know the name. Sounds so familiar. David, what
was Way Out Willie's?
What was
I remember the name.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But Luby's and what was the other one? Frankie's.
Frankie's.
Those were those were food court staples in malls. Yes, okay.
Oh well, shopping centers, I believe,
wasn't
for
there
sure.
Wyatt's. Well, Wyatt's Cafeteria.
Wyatt's Cafeteria.
Oh, that does it all. That's the ones I'm thinking
of. I don't remember those. There's two or three that you just mentioned. They're like, wow, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Ponchos. Anyway, we'll continue to take those calls. And if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Maybe we can get somebody from Feltner's to jump on with us. You know, maybe they don't feel like talking. All I know is that all those employees sitting there thinking, you know, man, what, you know, the line was out the door
because
everybody wants to get
the last round.
The last one. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings on the Michael Jackson. I know Ballantyne talked about his daughter going and wanting to go see it multiple times. It's like these restaurants. If you don't know Michael Jackson, if you never saw the one with Freddie Boom Boom Washington playing Joe, who is just like Cher's mama, born in Arkansas, Joe Jackson. If you didn't see that one, and this is new to you, go see it and check it out, because it hit me up that I forgot just how huge dude was and what he did. And of course, they had a certain kind of life. And I forgot about Bubbles. Bubbles, his chip buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I forgot. The CGI of that was kind
of
cornball.
We sort of blew off him being a freak show until we found out he started having kids around. Then we thought, wait a minute now.
Well, yeah, listen. Yeah.
That's the thing.
If they make the second one, are they going to actually tell the story? They won't.
I don't think.
That's already been documented. It's a documentary. It's
well, and to some degree, so is this first one. It has been documented. I mean, you've seen it. For me, because I've already seen that part of it. Maybe you guys haven't seen it, you younger folks, to know the Gary and Deanna, know that their daddy pushed them, know all that happened. You know what? It's Selena's dad pushed them to be, you know what I'm saying? It all depends, but Michael Jackson was huge.
I saw where Wichita State yesterday canceled their women's and men's golf program. Mm-hmm. So, again, you've said, again, no SEC school has done this, but Wichita State followed Arkansas with their tennis. And today's the day.
When are we supposed to find out?
Yeah, today's the day. I don't think he's gonna do anything.
What now?
How do your check meets with?
As you guys pointed out last week, he's kind of in a he's in a no win situation.
Yeah, you look bad either way.
But I think he will look worse if he goes back on his word. I think he's gonna,
because then it looks like he didn't try.
That's right. He didn't do his prep on the front end. By the way, women play.
That's terrible, because now if it, as opposed to doing a mea culpa and going, you know what?
Right.
I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Let's keep this going. You know what? I know.
Yeah, will stubbornness take over?
Well, it's one of those things.
Reason. Yeah.
I know. What do we want him to do as selfish, petty people?
Today, the Lady Razorbacks will begin regional golf play, you know. And, of course, you've got the defending national champion. Roger, you know how to pronounce her name. You remember? Maria Jose Marin. Thank you very much.
First you practiced all, a lot, I can tell.
First of all, I want everybody to go and look at this handsome man. I just want you to say...
Is this crew neck? Crew neck?
You look like...
Is it turtle neck?
It's a turtle. It's a turtle.
It's a mock.
It's a turtle.
It's a half turtle.
It's a half turtle. He's you're half shell.
No.
You're halfway out of the shell.
No. It's shy of a mock turtleneck, but you look like Sprockets.
I look like Sprocket Guy.
I think Sprocket Guy, you made him look better.
So, Christian, I saw where the Knicks won by 30 yesterday, and they now, I think, have set a record for the point per game margin of victory, the largest since the NBA extended the playoffs to 16 teams in 84. That's how bad they've been winning. Easily they've been winning.
25 threes yesterday, but record.
That wasn't even a series.
19.4 average victory per game. I mean, come on, man, 20 points a game.
Yeah, not a good weekend for Philadelphia pro sports either.
Oh my
because
gosh,
the Flyers got swept in the NHL as well.
Yeah.
And talk about records. Carolina is the first team since they expanded in 1987 to a best of seven games to sweep not just their first, but their first two opponents. So they have a long extended break waiting. Is it going to be Knicks, OKC? Are we on a collision course for that at this point?
Looks like it, right? Well, San Antonio got
beat
last night.
Spurs do,
yeah.
Did y'all see the elbow last night?
Yeah.
You see the elbow? The Wimbenyama?
Oh, yeah.
Real bad.
It was legit. They needed to, it was. You just can't do that.
Well, and it's
about the neck. Above the neck.
And it's a product of his height, too, right?
I know,
I mean,
he's
like,
7'9".
If he's swinging elbows,
the thing is,
you know how tall you have to be to take an elbow from him?
I know.
The thing is, he also saw him.
He looked at it. Yeah, he couldn't stop.
He was frustrated.
Hey, Rod, let's get Chris real quick before we get out of here for the break. Chris, what you got?
Hey, I'm just going to elaborate on Farrell's, man. It was awesome, man. You walk up, there's aisles and aisles and aisles of candy behind glass you can't touch. And then you go inside and you sit down and rob mom and dad of all their money.
Okay.
And then let's go on. Down there in the same mall, McCain Mall had something called the Lion's Share.
The Lion's
Share. Bougie. You go up and you sit at a table. They had a phone in the middle of the table that was red.
Wow.
You pick it up, and they go, yes, can we take your order? Like, yes, yes.
What?
I want a grilled cheese, please.
What a great gimmick.
I mean, oh, my gosh.
What a great gimmick. A red phone in the Lion's Share.
Oh, my God. Every table, you ordered at the table on a phone. It's
a great bit.
Awesome, the Lion's Share.
Didn't last long. Thanks, yes. Chris. Appreciate the emotional memories.
Thanks for listening, dude.
Did you see that? You remember the place still have it over in Memphis where you throw I think a pencil up or a... No, it's
yeah,
a,
I've been,
it's
home,
your toothpick.
What's that called? I've been there.
Yeah, you throw your toothpick and it
times.
Sticks in the ceiling. That's a great gimmick.
What had the peanuts?
The food's pretty good.
What had the peanuts you could throw all over the floors?
Oh,
kid?
That's the...
It was out in West Little Rock.
Yeah.
You remember?
Roger, you know what that
is
was.
Is it Huey's?
Well, they still have that going on.
Well, they still have it in some places, but it's
Saline County.
What was the local
you just don't,
place?
You don't feel like doing it. It's just, you know, really?
It does feel like...
What are we doing here?
I remember as a kid, it was somebody the coolest thing, and now it's like,
absolutely.
Oh, man,
absolutely.
I feel horrible.
Yeah, what is the name of that place?
It's a little steak place, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's oh, how cool. Let's step on it. Peanuts.
You just throw them on the floor.
Oh, you talking about Colton's?
Colton's.
Was that it?
Yeah. Let's be messy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And at what point do you guys just clean it up? It's been day three.
Oh, you
gotta
know,
clean up the nugget.
Working there, you just
yeah, they don't do that anymore.
You can
yeah.
never.
They don't do it anymore?
No.
Okay, good. No wonder I felt bummed. No wonder people look at me when I'm just
all right.
I'm old school.
661-1037. Pop us a message.
And
don't go away.
Girls and hookers.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market, serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same, the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at B.R. McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today.
B.R. McGinty, yeah.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebzeman Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hard-court action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit LittleRockOpen.com. LittleRockOpen.com.
Southern Bank presents Family Feud on 103.7 The Buzz. Tune in to Morning Mayhem Tuesday mornings for your chance to play with Justin Moore, David, and Roger. Family Feud on Morning Mayhem. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service.
Cabot Outdoors has your Get Ready to Save Big during the Hustler Spring Sales event through May 31st. Save up to $350 off the Raptor Series and up to $550 off the Fast Track Series Zero Turn Mowers at participating Hustler dealers. Hustlers engineered and tested for long-lasting performance designed to keep you mowing season after season. Visit CabotOutdoors.com. Shop the Hustler Spring Sales event today.
Offer valid 4/15/26 through 5/31/26 or while quantities last. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking.
The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern born and raised and Arkansas based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
No, this pitching staff is, they've been exceptional for us all year, and I think that they've just continued to grow and continue to develop, and we're way deeper than just the three. We have really great arms that really complement each other and are ready to go whenever we need them.
Yeah, Courtney Dyfel, head coach of the Razorbacks. Boys, this has got to be the team. This has got to be the one against Oklahoma City, man. It's just you talk about just frustrating for Courtney Dyfel and the Razorback softball program.
It's just got to be the year.
Yeah, we believe it is. Of course, I will be in another country watching when they do. Finally, waited 5 years to get there.
If that's what it takes to ship you away,
yes,
then we will do it.
Yes. Chris Kane joins us now. Roger, did you decide you want to do his open now or you want to do it in top of the hour?
I didn't decide. Okay. Do you want to do it now?
It's completely up to you. If you got it, let's do it. Let's
for
make it
more than a decade,
heard you talk about the song last week.
The airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz, and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock. And get out on the water.
Great to have Chris with us on Mondays. Chris had a good weekend. Had Buzz BBQ. We'll announce the winners of that coming up a little bit later. Those, obviously, that were there, the teams. Thanks to everybody who came out. It's a very dedicated group. And good people, Roger. You know, I saw every one of them for the most part, and they love doing this.
Tradition.
They don't care that it's not the high dollar, you know, fancy judges. They want to win, and they give away money. Listen, $1,000 to the top categories for average Joe. I mean, for pro, average Joe's
$10,000 in cash given.
Yeah, $10,000 total. So it was a good time.
How about I've participated. I've been there as a spectator, and it is one of those events that people plan for every year. You see the same teams come back every year to take part, and I think you guys do a wonderful job of engaging them and making everybody feel like, hey, this is a place to come, share your talents, because it is a talent to be able to sit there all night and baby just, these things and get them to the finish line. You are running on just a few hours of sleep at best, taking turns. I mean, when I was doing it, I was like, oh, this is for real. This is not backyard barbecue. This is,
I have no desire.
Woo! The pros.
I just have no desire to want to do that, but I'm glad people do. I'm glad they have the fire in the belly to do that. Doing four live shots, Community. Roger, for Channel 7. I knew when I went over to interview Jamie Daly, there was a chance that Jamie, following in the footsteps of his brother John, had been up all night, probably cooking and drinking. And I just said,
probably.
I said, Jamie, whatever you do, don't drop an F-bomb. We got to the very end. Did you ever see it?
No.
Yeah, we got to the very end.
Did you get it?
He did the S-bomb. Not the F-bomb, but the S-bomb. And so I was like, whoa, here we go back, you know. And so
if you didn't see it live, it's not online.
That's right.
They went back and played it. People said it was on there.
We didn't have a dump button back in the day at Channel 7. I don't know, like you guys have right here on the desk.
But I tell you, he gave away a gazillion pounds. Dano and John Dean and all those guys, Scott and Philip over there.
They had a great barbecue spaghetti.
Yeah, which was different. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And I know there were some folks out there. Shout out to Double Deuce. It's my neighbor Ben West.
I talked to him several times.
They were pumped. They're upset.
They could do better.
Passionate.
Bingo. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Listen, they're upset. They just knew they had the best rib out there. They're upset. That's what makes this seem that important.
Did they place or nothing?
What's your team name? They're average Joe.
Oh,
right?
I saw them. Yeah, yeah. Double deuce is where they are. I saw them. No, they didn't fare well.
There were
well
a lot
at all.
Of good ribs this year.
They were fourth last year. That's what brought them back. This right here, because they went around. Listen,
yeah,
they went, as Randy Rainwater would say, in cognita. and was tasting other ribs, and I could hear him talking about, this one's all right, this one's good. None of these are worthy of being in the top.
Yeah,
so I think we're going to be good. No disrespect to any of them, but it is.
Because what I learned too, especially participating, is what you think is good. Like, what growing up, like, oh, you wanted to fall off the bone. It's like, no. Not in competition. Yeah. In competition, you got to have a little pull. It's like, what do you mean a little pull? How much pull? They're like, well, it's got to be just the right amount. It's hard.
I forget what team it was, Roger, when I was walking around meeting everybody. There's one guy that was, I can't remember what team it was. I saw so many of them. He was making sure all the green vegetable stuff in the bottom.
Perfectly placed.
Was perfect. Like, yeah, what are you doing, man?
His presentation.
He goes,
it matters.
He goes, I want to make sure no roots are showing. I'm like, really?
Let me tell you something about Black Mamba. Black Mamba.
Five years in a row, people's choice.
Those burn-ins.
Yeah, I heard the burn-ins are great.
I understand. If I'm not mistaken, somebody can verify this. You can Google it and look it up for me. I think they serve those in the waiting room at the Pearly Gate.
Unverified, yeah. But probable.
It's unverified, so, but I don't know.
The other big story, obviously, is Feltner's Whataburger closing down. Now, what's your experience with them over the years?
Oh, man, I mean, I've... Because you traveled the state. It was a state, especially going up to Razorback games early in my career.
Yeah.
Going up for games, it would be one of those stops that if you had the time, you just made.
But think about this too, Roger. Over the years, competition became much more fierce.
Yeah, for sure.
Every exit had 50. Now, even that CJ's. Apparently, everybody loves CJ's.
Well, and
there.
It's right off the interstate, yeah, too. So there's
I think
an
that's
advantage
what, that's
there.
What, back what, in the yeah. day, Roger,
what is CJ's?
It's a hamburger place.
It's similar style, you know, butcher burger.
But they say that
Burger Boy or whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They say it's outstanding. Everybody, but you know, think
that's
about
this. That's a
chain. 30 years ago, you didn't have
is
that.
Is CJ's a chain?
I don't think so. I think this CJ's.
We didn't have Dave's back then either, I don't think.
Yeah, David's. Yeah,
David's.
Which is local.
But even think about this. Even like Wendy's, you have, you know, say 25 years ago, you might not have had that gas station that's got a Wendy's in it or whatever.
For sure.
The competition is much. So anyway, we're talking about restaurants that are gone now. Sirloin's Inn, Coy's, Spaghetti Warehouse, Casa Bonita, Denton's, Pizza Inn, Juanita's, Shorty Small, Shakey's Pizzas, Brown Country Cooking, Minuteman, Cock of the Walk. Here's one from our buddy. You may not know this one, Roger, but Bud Cummins. Bard's up in the Heights is now Fantastic China. Bard's was a place where if you were that was a power broker. You saw the judges, the lawyers. That's
no wonder
where
I really didn't go up there. Yeah.
Fishers in North Little Rock. I think I've heard of Fishers. That was the place. Wasn't that the place on Broadway?
That was Elvis.
It was Elvis. That was a big place. Yeah, that was
Fishers Steakhouse.
Homer's. I think Homer's in Roosevelt still open. They got the Homer's at where
Homer's West
where
is
used
open.
To,
Frankie's
used to be. Yeah,
that's right.
Bandbox on Main Street. Somebody said Lone Star was.
Bandbox was fantastic.
Yeah, that was just a little dive up, you know, Greasy Spoon kind of deal. And anyway, so we'll take those two out the day. And if you would be a part of the show, 661-1037.
Also, there's a local flavor I'll tell you about in the next hour or whatever. Just a quick little story where our own Stone Ward was involved with helping somebody achieve a last wish.
Good. Very cool. All right, don't go away. Got a full show coming up.
No matter what you do,
oh, you were finished.
We can't be stopped.
Oh, well, allow me to retort.
103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
KABZ Little Rock.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the